Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. Today, we're going to be talking about how we can grow in intimacy in our relationships. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Growing Intimacy in Your Relationships by Amanda Eidelman. Psalm 63, 1 through 3. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. Intimacy is something that each of our souls deeply desire. Intimacy is defined as a close familiarity or friendship, closeness. Intimacy in marriage includes the physical act of intimacy, but we yearn for intimacy in every close relationship we have in our lives. Our longing for closeness is part of our design. In Psalm 63, it articulates it this way. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. We long to be close to our Maker. We are created for relationships. Yet, we all know how difficult it is to create safe spaces for true intimacy in our lives. Humans are imperfect, and we so easily hurt each other. Hurt, disappointment, insecurity, and grief leads to walls going up in our hearts. Only God is made of perfect love that we can trust with our whole hearts. Nonetheless, we need each other and can't give up on the work of tearing down the walls and trying again to build safe, long-lasting, and close relationships. Intimacy requires a radical commitment to forgiveness. Please note that forgiveness does not mean you are called to remain present in an abusive or unhealthy relationship. Forgiveness is a daily requirement to remain close to other very flawed humans. Guess what? You need to be forgiven just that much too, because you bring just as much selfishness and brokenness into your home each day too. It is so easy to see the ways my husband lacks empathy, love, and kindness. But while I'm worried about pointing out his failures, what plank am I missing that is in my own eye? I have to lay down my right to be right if I want to feel close to this man and embrace a life of radical forgiveness. Unity is the foundation to an intimate relationship. 1 Corinthians 1:10 instructs, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there is no division among you, but that you are united in the same mind and the same judgment. God tells us that we are to interact with our brothers and sisters in Christ with a heart that seeks unity. He likens us to a body, each of us different in our skills, gifts, and uses, but we all work together towards one mission, which is to keep the body alive. We do not have to see eye to eye on every issue in our relationships to live in unity, But we do have to be humble enough to not let divisions grow among us. Intimacy is built when we spend quality time together. Building intimacy requires time spent sharing the same space with open ears and having an open heart, ready to connect. One tip to time together is to commit to making some of this time screen-free time. When we want to really hear our spouses, friends, family members, or children's hearts, we have to remove distractions such as our phones so we can fully engage. We grow closer in our relationships when we are intentional about being present with each other and when we interact. Intersecting faith and life. What relationships do you feel called to be more intentional about cultivating more intimacy in? What is one way that you can push yourself to be more present and available in this relationship this week? Are there things that you need to release to the Lord and forgive before moving forward? Write out a prayer of forgiveness that allows God to start healing the broken relationships in your life. Further reading, 3 types of intimacy in marriage and tips for rekindling it. 4 things that improve intimacy in marriage.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.